in theaters, a movie you might be curious about. It's called The Shift. Now, what you might not know, it's actually based on a book of the Bible. Brock Heasley is the director, and he's with us now. Hey, Brock.
Hey there.
Okay, Brock, I'll just leave it to you. Tell us what The Shift is all about.
So The Shift is a movie that is a sci-fi thriller with a bit of a romance angle to it. And it's about a man named Kevin Garner, ordinary guy, having a hard time in his job, having a hard time in his marriage. And he has an encounter with a mysterious stranger known as the Benefactor. And after this encounter doesn't go so well for Kevin, he ends up banished to a dark, tyrannical parallel Earth where he is fighting to get back to his world and the woman he loves.
Where did you get the idea for this project to begin with?
Well, I've always been a lover of sci-fi. And, and it's one of those things where combining that with the things that are important to me, like my faith, it just seemed like something that was a natural thing to do that I hadn't really seen done before. But also, honestly, it came out of my marriage and just those times in my life when my wife and I are having very different versions of conversations that we've had, and that causes discord. And that's a bit of how this movie plays out. We use the concept of the multiverse to talk about, in a metaphorical and allegorical way, our choices and the contention and the disagreements we have with each other and what might actually be the source of those contentions and disagreements.
Now, I'm sure when you pitched the idea for this movie, they said, yep, here's millions of dollars, let's get this going, right?
No, not at all. It was a seven-year road to get funding for this. It took a bit of time for people to catch the vision. But in the end, about 6,000 investors came in through crowdfunded investments. This was done in partnership with Angel Studios, and it's a new way of getting movies funded, and it takes it out of the penthouses and the high towers in Hollywood and puts the decision-making in the hands of the general public. It's great.
Tell us what book of the Bible it is based on.
So The Shift is loosely inspired by the book of Job, which of course is the most exciting and not depressing book in the Bible. Actually, no, that's not true. The book of Job has always been kind of an interesting one. It's one where people wonder, what is the lesson of the book of Job? Is it that God is a jerk? I came around to the idea that no, that's not the lesson of the book of Job. There's actually some really meaty stuff to dig into there, in terms of the adversary and just this world that we live in and why is it the way that it is. And so that's really what we're exploring with this film.
Well, when we read the Bible, Jesus often told stories and they illustrated things that he wanted to communicate about God's kingdom. And this movie's kind of along the same lines, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you look at what Christ did, Christ taught mostly through stories and stories that were arguably fictional. Mm. I feel like there is a great tradition of storytelling within faith. And I think that any genre is up for communicating truths. I think fiction is one of our most powerful vehicles for truth and principles. And Christ understood that, which is why he used parables constantly. Which isn't to say that God is fictional or the Bible is fictional. That's not what I'm saying at all. But through fiction, we can approach things from a different angle and we can see things in a different light. And that's really what I'm trying to do with The Shift.
Okay. And you're a first-time director. What was a big challenge for you?
Well, the biggest challenge, I think, is, obviously it's getting the money, but after that, it's probably just waking up every day and believing that I could actually do it. You know, when you're working with actors like this, and you're working with a crew that is far more experienced and talented than you are, you're just praying that you're up to the task. And I very much believe that he whom God calls, he qualifies. And in this case, I definitely, I've been an 8-year journey for me to get to this point, and I haven't gone through that without the sincere sense that I'm doing something that I'm supposed to do, that I'm following the path that he wants me on. And if that's true, then I must be capable of doing the thing. I must be capable of directing. And that was really the overriding thought, and that's where all my confidence came from, if I had it. And I think I did.
Mm. So after people see The Shift, what do you want them to walk away with, Brock?
You know, I love movies where there's so much to take away. My favorite movies are the ones where if you ask 10 different people, what does that movie mean? You'll get 10 different answers. I'm thinking of movies as disparate as Citizen Kane and The Incredibles. You know, those are movies that have lots of different layers of meaning and things. And I think The Shift is somewhat like that. if there is a meaning that I personally would hope people would take away from, it would be that there is hope even in the darkest of circumstances, and that on the other side of whatever darkness you're experiencing right now, or even within it, there is happiness to be found. And in fact, there is greater happiness to be found.
Mm. You can catch The Shift at select theaters and on video very soon. And the director is Brock Heasley, and he's been our guest. Thanks, Brock.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.